Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure.
My question is this. Many times we seem to show ourselves a lot of grace, but aren't so generous towards other people, and I'm wondering how we overcome this in our lives.
Boy, that you have just put your finger on something, Russell. I appreciate that. You know, wouldn't it be better if we were maybe stronger on the truth for ourselves and quicker to show grace for others? I think our sinfulness tends to deny people a grace that we are very quick to give ourselves. And here I would say what we're really quick to give ourselves is probably a high tolerance, a high tolerance for sin. Often in our own personal lives, you see that sometimes among churches that are very strong on truth, and yet they're very quick to kind of overlook serious sin. Sometimes among church leaders, lay leaders, or staff members of the church, and it's just strange. It's almost like all the energy is going into condemning what's out there. And none of it is looking inside. And I think scripturally, you always start with yourself. You know, like David praying, see if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Looking for the offensive way within myself. We need to start with truth for ourselves and extend grace to other people. And then I think starting with the truth for ourselves is very much what Jesus was saying in Matthew 7. You remove the log from your own eye, and that's starting with a truth issue with yourself, and then you're in a position to help your brother remove the speck from his eye. Now, notice it doesn't say, don't be concerned about the speck in your brother's eye and stay away from it. It says, remove the log from your own eye, so now you are able to deal with a truth issue in the life of your brother.